or soft, mild or sharp, bland or tangy, white, blue, orange, or yellow. Life is so much more delicious and colorful with cheese. We like it savory, sweet, spicy, and deep-fried. Expensive and cheap. Today on Central Standard, we'll be talking about fromage, or in more common parlance, cheese. But that's on the second half of our show. On the first half, you'll join the food critics and myself talking about what restaurants in Kansas City are new, interesting, and exciting. And we want to hear from you because we often learn about what the new exciting restaurants in Kansas City are from you, our listeners. So feel free to join our conversation at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. Or you can send us an email to centralstandard@kcur.org. There's a tweet thing, too.
A tweet thing, otherwise known as Twitter. And you can send a tweet to @KCURCST.
And I'm Charles Ferruza with The Pitch and The Pitch's food blog, which is at fastpitch at pitch.com. And I'm going to have our food critics in all their glory introduce themselves, starting with Chris.
My name's Chris Basica. I write for the Restaurant Guide of Kansas City, and my blog is www.cafechris.com.
Very good.
And I'm Mary Block. I do the Restaurant Guide for the Kansas City Star, and my blog is aroundtheblockkc.com.
And I'm Emily Ferris from Feed Me Creative, and I freelance write for many publications about food and drink.
Very good. Why don't we start with you, Emily? Where have you been that's new and exciting?
I finally went to Q39. I think I'm the only one on the panel who hadn't been thus far. So to make up for that, I went and I ate everything on the menu.
Wow, that's a lot.
I think I did actually try every meat. I went with my husband and I went with two friends, and we ordered in a way that we were able to try all of the meat. We didn't order the sausage, but they accidentally brought us some, so we also got to try the sausage.
Why don't you remind our listeners where Q39 is?
So Q39 is at 1000 West 39th Street. So it's in a little strip on Southwest,
it's the or
off of on 39th off of Southwest Traffic Way.
It's west of Southwest Traffic Way, and it's in the location formerly occupied by the beloved, I'm being a little sarcastic, the beloved Oriental Feast Buffet.
Oh, yeah. The building is really cool and nice. It does not look like it was once an Oriental Buffet. there's lots of metal and woods. It's a very cool
very
interior.
Sleek, yeah.
It's very sleek.
And not at all like a typical barbecue joint.
No, no. It's kind of has the vibe of like a hip, I hate to use this term, but gastropub.
Yeah.
The kinds that are popping up around town. And it was, we went on on Wednesday, and it was really busy when we got there. It kind of cleared out later, but we walked in and we were a little worried about getting a table. But they have all kinds of meat. We tried the wings, which they call the best wings on the planet. And we did a wing show last week. They're very good wings.
I thought they were very good, too. They're in that a sweet chipotle.
It's sweet,
style.
And you get a little spice on the back of your tongue. Yeah. They're very good. But they're like smoked, then grilled, then deep fried, then sauced, then grilled again, I think.
Something like that, yeah.
yeah. And they have onion straws that are so – did you ladies
love
have
those.
The onion straws?
Indeed.
They're so good. Those are – Mary, those are better than french fries as far as I'm concerned.
Little greasy at the end.
Oh,
I mean, it just,
yeah, that was good.
Okay.
Yeah,
no,
they tasted great at the beginning, and yes, then it was like, yes. I'm just eating grease.
Mm-hmm. Now, on a previous incarnation of Central Standard, Mary Block, you had some criticism with the sauces.
Only that they didn't give you enough of them at a time.
I've noticed that seems to have changed.
I don't know. They offered extra sauce. We kind of waved our waiter over for something, and he was like, you need more sauce? So maybe they heard Mary Block and overed it. But no, we had no problem. We didn't have – and honestly, I didn't really put sauce on anything.
My husband uses meats as a vehicle for his sauce.
Okay.
So he needs a huge
squeeze
bottle.
I thought the meat was so good, and I have my whole life said that the burnt ends at Gates are the best burnt ends in the world. And these burnt ends, while they are a very different style from Gates, though they're a very different style, they are as good as Gates burnt ends in a very different way.
That's
they're
a high
very
compliment.
Thick cut.
Yeah.
And like I said, we tried all the meats. It's really hard for a barbecue restaurant in Kansas City to open and succeed because there are so many good barbecue restaurants in the city. But I think that Q39 will have some longevity here.
I liked the sauces a lot. And I think they have, five or six 7 different sauces. The sweeter ones I was less crazy about, but that chipotle sauce I thought was very, very good.
I honestly didn't dip – like everything that was sauced, I had sauce on. I tasted the sauces to taste them, but the meats, they're moist enough. They don't need sauce. They don't need any extra sauce as far as I'm concerned. And they had really good sides. The one thing I thought was kind of unnecessary, they have really good baked beans. And then they have a cassoulet.
I wasn't crazy about the cassoulet.
It was kind of – I've had just such good cassoulet that I was kind of meh on the cassoulet. And if you have baked beans at a barbecue joint
– Well, I was glad they offered it because it was an unusual side dish. I liked the macaroni and cheese better.
Oh, that was so – I accidentally dropped some pulled pork in the macaroni and cheese and may have created the best dish ever. It was really good.
$2.39, it's great.
It is great. Then I – we splurged and we went to the American because we had been, well, we had a KC Originals gift card and they are no longer a KC Originals. So if anybody's trying to use one, you may spend a little more than you think you were going to spend. But we'd heard so many good things about Michael Corvino's new menu there and we wanted to try it. And I had tried some of his smaller bites at some events recently, but we did the chef's tasting menu and we were kind of blown away. It was fantastic.
Expensive.
And it was expensive because we did the wine pairings as well. It's a 7 course tasting menu, and I mean we're not going to be able to eat out again for like 2 months after this. But if you're saving up for a nice meal out, it's worth trying if you have it in your budget.
You can also get a 5 course or even just 3 courses as well.
And they are really trying to ramp up their bar program there.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a couple of criticisms of the American, one being that I felt like they didn't really try that hard to appeal to the middle income, late 20s, early 30s crowd who have disposable income to spend on food and drink but don't have the kind that a dinner there requires. And they are Paige Unger, who was recently, for a long time, the bartender at Extra Virgin, is now at the American, and she brought my favorite cocktail, The Beat Goes On, over with her.
Oh, this is a good time to mention that the legendary Willie Gradison, who's I probably have his name wrong, but Willie, the longtime bartender at the American, is retiring. Mm-hmm. So if you want to pay homage to Willie before he goes into retirement, now is a good time. I think he retires in July. Or June.
And they're ramp in, you know, go have a drink and have some appetizers.
They're
at the bar.
Happy hour. Everything is – their appetizers are half price, and I mean it's a great deal.
It's reasonable, and that's
– and they're full plates. It's not just
small
it's
bites.
Not little,
the bar prices are reasonable, and they have good cocktails, and you can do pretty well at the bar. So if you want to check out the American, check out the bar.
All right, and we should remind our listeners who may not know – I don't know how you would not know this, but the American is in the Crown Center complex across the street from the – you know, the main Crown Center complex, and they do have valet parking for people like me who get lost.
They do, and it's only $6.
Really?
Yeah,
oh,
which
right.
We were surprised because there was a jiggle jam going on, and we couldn't park, so we valet parked.
I try to avoid anything with jiggle in the title.
So
jam
I,
or otherwise, yeah.
How would you describe the interior, Charles? I want to know.
Of the American?
Uh-huh.
Well, I think it's classic. Is it Warren Plattner, I think, who did it in the, what, 70s maybe?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And always found it was one of the most beautiful restaurants in Kansas City.
I think it's beautiful. It's a little dated in a cool way.
In a good way.
In a good way. But my description of the dining room sometimes is is if Golden Girls were set in a casino?
Oh, that's cruel.
No,
it's sorry, that's cruel.
I like it. I think it's very ornate, and there's a lot of lights and wicker, and it's.
You know, if Mary and Christine and I were eating in the American, it would be the Golden Girls at the casino.
I love the Golden Girls, so that is not an insult.
I think it's not at all ornate. I think it's just classic.
Oh, it's not ornate. It's not.
It's, you know. And I love the wood. I just think, and I live in fear that somebody's going to come along and say, you need to jive this up and take that down. And they replace the shutter kind of things. Those are different. But and they've replaced the carpet, which is fine.
As I heard, they replaced it with the same exact carpet, though. That's what I heard.
That could be true.
Well, it could be true. I can't really speak to that.
It's a lovely dining room.
It is. Really. And I don't mean that as an insult. It's just very – it feels – like a very big 70s. Like you could film a movie in there, a casino. You could film a movie in there.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I think maybe somebody should. All right. Where else have you been?
Those are my two big places this week. I can't, now that I've been to the American, I can't afford to eat out for a while.
Okay. We'll have to take you out. Where have you been, Mary?
Well, my favorite place of the moment is Preservation Market at 510 Westport Road. It's inside Bridger's Bottle Shop. And Alex,
is that the old America's Pub?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
In Westport.
And Alex Pub of Local Pig.
Alex Pope.
of Local Pig has taken it over. And it's really fabulous. They've got great sandwiches and salads and really, really interesting.
Is it a deli?
No.
That would be doing a disservice.
You walk in and you pull a menu off the wall and you check what you want and you hand it to the counter and pay for it. And you can get beer from the cases or draft. They have incredible salads. Like one was I had a pulled pork and beet salad with corn relish and Brussels sprout slaw. That's not very typical. And the guy said to me, that's like a deconstructed pork sandwich. And I said, how do you get that? And he said, the beets are kind of take the place of the barbecue sauce. And I thought that was a little bit of a reach. But then when I had it, I could totally understand what he was saying.
What's the price point like there?
You know, the salads and the sandwiches are $9. And with both, you get a choice of a side. Chips or a really nice barley salad. They have sandwiches like a pork roast with pulled pork and spicy pickles, jerk chicken, lamb meatballs. And people who are vegetarians would be very happy. They have a marinated tofu and warm mushroom salad, tomato and mozzarella.
It sounds very good. Do they serve late into the night?
They do. And in the evening, they had small plates. They have flatbread and deviled eggs, lamb tartare, things like that. And they have beer dinners once a month, which I think will be very fun. So I would recommend that.
The name of that is?
Preservation Market at 510 Westport Road.
And that's within the Bridger's Bottle Shop.
Oh, formerly the America's Pub.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And we also, Tom and I went to Story for our anniversary last week. And it's just, you can't go wrong there. You know, always such great service. We sat outside and surprisingly, we were the only people sitting outside. It was a beautiful evening.
Story just hired a new pastry chef, a very lovely young woman named Elizabeth Paradise.
That's a great name.
Isn't that a beautiful name? Yeah.
We had the lemon bar, which has been on the menu since the beginning. That was really good. But, you know, Carl does octopus so well. Mm. No matter how it's prepared, it's always grilled and perfectly executed. And he had marlin on the menu, and he always uses seasonal ingredients, just fresh. Nothing's overdone. It was excellent. And finally, I have been to Webster House a number of times lately. That's at 1644 Wyandotte. And I think it's good anytime, whether you're going for brunch or dinner.
Or happy hour.
Happy hour. They have a patio where they have a different menu outside now during the season. And if you're going to a show at Kauffman Center, you can park for free at Webster House and walk over, which is great. And the food is just fabulous.
And that Webster House is again at
1644 Wyandotte.
Before we move on to Christine, I want to remind you are listening to the Food Critics Panel on Central Standard. I'm Charles Ferruzza with Christine Basica, Mary Block, and Emily Ferris. The telephone number, if you'd like to join the conversation, is 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. Or you can send us I can't believe we haven't had an email yet, at centralstandard@kcur.org or a tweet to
@KCURCST.
Thank you very much, Emily. And where have you been, Christine?
Well, excuse me, I've been out of town for a while, but here I did go to a place that was new to me. I think it's been around for a couple of years. It's called Chai Shai at 651 East 59th Street.
Yeah, it's 59th and Holmes, essentially.
Yeah, 59th. And Holmes. And we ate outside that day. And we had the samosas, and which I think are fabulous there.
That's their specialty of the
house. Yes. He says they're the best ever.
I agree. They're the best samosas in the world, in the country at least.
Well, I've not had them many places, but they were very, very good. And I think it's just a very fun, casual place. And given where it is, they have really steady traffic. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, just people coming in and out.
It's not a very big place.
Small place, maybe 10 tables inside, another 10 outside. But very, very comfortable, and they really do try hard. And I think it's just a very good place for a good lunch. So that was one place. And then I managed to hit all three restaurants from the 801 group in one night, which is out at 115th and Ash in Leawood. And we went to it was something that the restaurant guy does for staff, but we went to the Chop House, 801 Fish, and the Pig and Finch all in the same night. And I got to tell you, you know, and I've been to them before occasionally, but when you go to one after the other and you look at the service and you look at the food and you look at how well things are done, it was like this is a small restaurant group, actually, maybe 10 or 12 restaurants total. 801 Fish here in Leawood is their only fish restaurant at this point. But you look at all of that and you go, this group really has it together. It was really nice to see how well they were doing. I didn't know that 801 Chop House is the only restaurant in Kansas City with all prime beef. And that was a surprise to me. And from what I had, they were all fabulous. And then finally, the one newest place I went to, although I'd been there for the opening, but I went out to Pinstripes at 135th and Knoll.
This is not to be confused with the men's clothing store.
Not to be confused. And, you know, they've got a really cute tagline because you can bowl or play bocce there. They've got a tagline that says strikingly good food, which I thought was very cute. I pulled up a card out there. They have a really nice, what sounds like a great brunch. And I got to tell you, I had a flatbread out there, which was.
Where is it again?
135th and Knoll in Prairie Fire.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And it's where Coco Bolos and.
Across the street from
Newport Grill.
And the sushi place.
Paradise Diner.
They're all there. And they all, at least on a Thursday afternoon, lunchtime, they were all busy. But from what I've heard, at any rate, I think Pinstripes is going to really survive as well on its food.
Did you bring a menu?
I do have one.
What's the price point there?
Oh, the flatbreads are $12 or $13. The small plates are $9 to $14 for mussels and shrimp. They've got what looked like a really nice cheese platter, which we could talk about later. My friend had, Linda had open-faced grilled salmon, which with a vegetable mascarpone, which was wonderful.
Okay, and that's Pinstripes at 100. We are starting to get phone calls at 816-235-2888. Let's see. We've got a couple emails we want to tell you about. Scott Reed tweeted us. Paige Unger at the American won the Paris of the Plains Cocktail Festival with the Beat Goes On cocktail.
Oh, I love that cocktail. So good.
Joe called in with a question. In any of the restaurants you have all mentioned today, do any of them feature live entertainment? I guess you could call bocce ball a form of live entertainment at Pinstripes.
Now, we did a show on entertainment. So if you go to kcur.org and click on Central Standard, if you go back a few months, there was a show on
devoted
entertainment.
Devoted to live entertainment in restaurants, yeah.
We had live entertainment at Preservation Market when we were there for lunch. They were filming a commercial or doing something.
That wouldn't constitute a consistent.
It was entertainment for us.
Let's go while we can take calls to Catherine. Catherine in Independence, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for taking my call. I just heard you speak of Story. I don't think you gave the address, but my daughter took me there Wednesday night for my birthday, and right after that sudden burst, rain burst, and we sat outside, and it was lovely. We both had the halibut, although the appetizers are really significant size. I mean, you could have a dinner on the appetizers. The asparagus soup was so wonderful. And then when they brought out we ordered the carrot cake for dessert, and when they brought it out, the server had written with the chocolate syrup, "Happy birthday, Mom." It was very, very sweet.
It's very. Now, what is the address, Mary, for
Well,
starts?
It's in the Prairie Village Shopping
Prairie
Center.
Yeah, it's 3931 West 69th Terrace very in the Prairie good. Village Shopping Center.
Well, how nice of you to have such a nice birthday.
Oh, it was. It was very lovely. And I think the server and the bartender, everybody just made it even more special. So, and I would recommend sitting outside. It's just lovely.
Thank you. That was Story in the Prairie Village Shopping Center. That's a very, I think, a very glamorous restaurant.
I do, too.
And consistent. Always consistently good, which is sometimes an issue.
And he does fish so well.
He does. Oh. And he's always in the kitchen, which makes a huge difference.
Yes.
And that was the Story of Story. We are taking your phone calls, 816-235-2888, 816-235-2888. And I think we can say with a little bit of authority that Story does not have live entertainment, unless you are the live entertainment. Yes.
Though anything in the Prairie Village shops tonight, I mean, well, it's not really. There'll be entertainment at the art fair.
Yeah.
The Prairie Village Art Fair
and
starts,
listen to it because they've got a band.
Yeah. So Prairie Village Art Fair starts tonight, I think,
I bet
at 5.
Those restaurants in Prairie Village will be very busy tonight.
I bet they will be very busy.
Yeah. All right. We are going to talk in the second half of the show about cheese and places to find it and places to get good cheese in a restaurant. But right now we're talking about new restaurants that we've all been to. I've been to a couple new ones. I found a little saloon just east of the Isla Capri Casino on Front Street. The actual address, I believe, is on Agnes. It's called Hobo's Grill and Bar. And when I walked in, I was just sure I would see Chris Basica sitting at the bar, but she was not. But
I was out of town.
They are waiting for you,
okay,
Chris.
Good.
Yes. I told them they better make a nice. Are you a martini girl?
Old fashioned.
Okay. Hobo's is one of the owners, is the great nephew of the legendary Milton Morris from Milton's Tap Room, if
really?
You can remember
yeah,
that on
I
Main
can,
Street.
Sadly.
So I loved that place.
I did too.
Yeah, I was kicked out several times. But it's a fun little place. I've also, in Smithville, you know, when you think of Smithville, you almost always think of the Justice Drugstore. Well, there's a new little restaurant called Kozak's. That's KOZAK. Kozak's Lake Town Grill, started by a young couple. They're in their 30s from Nebraska. He was a chef with the Marriott for years. Nice, sweet little restaurant. Very, very good food. Mm. Very inexpensive. So, and that's on Highway 169, and that's Kozak's Lake Town Grill. Lots of kids in there. You know how much I love that.
Is it open for lunch?
Yes, it is.
Well, that makes sense.
Yes. Yeah. If you're familiar with Smithville, then you probably know where Highway 169 is. Do you drive out there very often, Chris?
I have many times working on projects, actually, with the Nature Center and so forth. But
this is a place you'll like. They have a bar, too.
Okay, perfect. That's two.
All right.
That's the quota.
Mary, any other new places you've been to?
Well, I went to Johnny Joe's Pizzeria on
which I guess is just called The Pizzeria on 103rd Street? Or
no. Not that one. The one in West Plaza.
Okay.
And that's where he started his pizza. And he's a relative of
the Mirables.
Yes. And it's at 1209 West 47th Street. And you walk in and there are, you know, seven or eight choices and you can see what they have. I just had the margarita pizza. Really, really good. And I'd heard so much about it that I wanted to give it a try. I enjoyed it.
There are a lot of new pizza places opening up in Kansas City right now.
But this isn't like, you know, Providence and the one in Liberty. Right. This isn't Neapolitan.
This one, when they opened, it was they kind of open, closed. Because I remember trying to go a few times when I lived over there and they were.
I think it's more consistent with that now. And he has opened the second restaurant, which is not called Johnny Joe's. It's called The Pizzeria.
And it's out at 103rd.
Between Warnell and State Line.
Right. Next to Coach's, if anybody knows where that is.
Yes. I think it was Chris Basica that took me there. It has a bar.
And, three.
And we are going to switch gears and go to cheese in a minute. Oh, Well, we're getting a lot of phone calls, but we'll get to those later. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll be looking for the best cheese in and around Kansas City. So call in with your favorites during the break at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. That's coming up when Central Standard returns in a moment. And welcome back to Central Standard. I'm Charles Ferruza, and I'm joined by my other food critics here, Emily Ferris, Mary Block, and Chris Basica. Today, on this half hour, we are going to be discussing cheese. So what is your favorite cheese, and where do you go to procure it? And when you're eating out, where do you go for your favorite dish where cheese may or may not be the central ingredient? Join the conversation by calling 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888, or email us at centralstandard@kcur.org, or
send us a tweet to @kcurcst.
And let's go around the panel here. And what would be your favorite cheese dish? One cheese dish, Emily.
It's a cheese plate. I will take a cheese plate over a sweet dessert after a good meal, anytime, anywhere.
Interesting. And who has the best cheese plate?
Oh, God, there's so many good cheese plates. Blue Stem, which is about to reopen after its renovation, always has a wonderful, wonderful cheese plate. And that's kind of one of my go-tos.
You know who else has a terrific cheese plate? I got to give them a shout out. West Side Local.
Yes, they do also have a great cheese plate. There are a lot of great cheese plates in the city. And we actually have access to a lot of really great cheeses here. And it's good stuff.
Including the American, where you were.
Yes,
and Story,
absolutely.
Where I was.
All right. Yeah. Mary, do you ever order a cheese plate? Because you said your husband, Tom, likes cheese a lot.
He loves having a cheese plate. He'd rather have that. Well, actually, he'd like both. But he'd probably choose to have a cheese plate over dessert.
I find that to be heresy, but all right. Christine, where do you like to go for a cheese dish? It doesn't have to be a cheese plate. It could be a cheese grilled cheese sandwich for all.
You know... Other than, I hate to be on this particular bandwagon, but honestly, cheese plates per se is the only cheese I actually order specifically for that. Although I was reminded recently of the cheese and pretzels, the cheese dip and pretzels at Grand Street, because, you know, I just think that's a fabulous dish.
Well, and if you're going for a cheese dip, the queso fundido at Port Fonda is really fabulous. But the other, if you're going for a cheese plate, a really fun thing to do is go up to Green Dirt Farm and do one of their cheese appreciation events. I noticed on Facebook they have one coming up this weekend that's not quite sold out. They pair their cheeses and sometimes other cheeses with wine or beer. It's really fun.
I looked at their whole list today for the show, and most things were sold out, except for there were a few Sundays that were still left open, and I thought that and I've never been there. I thought that would be fun to do.
It's great fun, and they sometimes get cancellations, so it's worth checking back.
Yeah.
Let's start taking some phone calls, and then we'll come back to our own cheese whiz, as it were. let's go to Jane. I don't think this is about cheese. Jane, what do you want to tell us about?
No, it's not about cheese, although I do love cheese, but I agree with you. It's heresy. Dessert comes first.
Oh, I think so, too. Unless it's cheesecake that kind of combines both, yeah.
Oh, that works. That works very well. I just wanted to let you all know that we had out-of-state guests over the Memorial Day holiday, and we wanted to show them around to some iconic Kansas City places so they get an idea of how broad everything is available. So we took them to Grozo's down by the river, the original Grozo's. And we took them to the Bristol out in Leawood, and we also took them to... And I apologize to the restaurant in advance. I can't remember if it's AJ or RJ.
RJ's.
Down at Mission. And, oh, my goodness, they just loved it. And we had a really good time. The service at all three places was just fantastic. And the food, they were just blown away. And it was so nice to be able to offer such a wide range. I mean, it wasn't just one thing that Kansas City does well. And like I said, these three iconic places, to me, just introduce them to everything you can get in Kansas City. the bedrock of our food here.
So. All right. Well, thank you for that.
I just give a good shout out to those three places because they did us proud this weekend.
All right. Great. Thank you for that call. Let's go to Paul. Paul in Kansas City.
Hey, this is lame, but Charles, you mentioned grilled cheese sandwiches. Have you had the breakfast sandwich at Mildred's at 19th and Wyandotte? The cheese on that just makes it different than any I've ever had, and I don't know what kind of cheese it is.
Well, I'm embarrassed to say that I don't think any of us know either. Someone's going to have to call in and tell us what cheese is on. Have you had it, Emily?
No, I try to have salads when I go there.
The cheese on the breakfast sandwich at Mildred's, we will put that out to our listeners. It sounds good, though. I work near there. I guess I should have one. Okay, let's go to Virginia. Is this for the Virginia Dobson I know?
Yes, it is, Charles. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Where have you been?
Oh, I've just been working, going to the Guardian Angels Festival on Sunday.
Oh, yes. I guess there'll be a taco there or two.
Yeah, definitely. Some nice grilled brats and stuff. But I want to tell you about my new favorite restaurant over here on the west side. It's on Southwest Boulevard. It's called The Mixing Bowl. And it is absolutely fantastic. It's a real small place, and they just have regular food. They have daily specials, and they're even serving breakfast now, I think.
I think that's that's the building that I think Don Pepe had a place there, and I think
Carmen's.
There was a,
and they do serve breakfast. They open at 7,
Is it the Mixing Bowl Noshery? Is that the actual name of it?
Yes, that's the whole name,
exactly. Oh, so you do know it. It's just, I just love it. And it's small, but they are just consistently good food.
Get very their good. Pork tenderloin sometime if you want to have a meal for 3 days.
Okay, yeah, I know. And they don't have too many vegetarian choices, you know, for my vegetarian husband, but he enjoys the salad and french fries.
There's no greater meal, and thank you for the call, Virginia. There's no greater meal for a vegetarian than salad and french fries, I would say.
And a grilled cheese sandwich.
Or an omelet, yes. It is the healthiest one can have. Let's go to Gloria. Gloria in Overland Park.
Hi.
Hi, Gloria. What do you have to tell us?
I have a wonderful cheese. It's an English cheddar with Italian truffles that you can get at Trader Joe's for under $10. It's $9.99 a pound. It's wonderful. It's great with a formal menu, but it's also divine with a farm-to-market bread with grilled avocado or with avocados and this cheese on top of it. And it is just, it's a divine piece of cheese, and you will love it if you have it. And you will be upset if you go to Trader Joe's and they don't have it, which has only been one time since I've been buying it.
All right.
I have to agree with Gloria. I put that cheese out at my last game night, and it disappeared before anything else.
And it's
it's
an English cheddar with
Italian truffles.
All right.
Yeah.
Yes.
So good.
Yes.
I wish someone would make a cheese with candy truffles. I would like that.
There is actually a chocolate cheddar cheese at Trader Joe's as well, so perhaps your wish is granted, Charles.
All right. This is slightly off our topic. Marie in South Kansas City, what do you want to ask our panel?
Place for dinner, to have dinner within walking distance of the Sprint Center.
Well, that would pretty much limit us to the Power and Light District.
Well, Providence New American Kitchen.
That's not walking, is it?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
sure.
if do you consider 5 or 6 blocks walkable?
The collection or the Belfry.
The Belfry or the collection.
At 15th and Grand.
Yeah, the collection.
Belfry? Well, the collection, really. Belfry's the bar part.
Yeah.
But the collection. It's at 15th and Grand.
All right.
And you can park your car there also and leave it there if you're going to an event at the center.
You really should eat there first.
No, you have to eat there first.
And you can do that at Providence, too. It's at 1329 Baltimore, so it's 13th and Baltimore. It says walkable.
Wait a minute, you're going too fast.
Sorry. So Providence Collection on Grand.
15th and Grand.
Yes.
Okay.
And then Providence New American Kitchen at 13th and Baltimore. It's in the Hilton President Hotel.
Providence, 13th, and Baltimore.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to go in the Power and Light, there's also the Bristol, which is a good restaurant there.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there's
what's the one at 15th and Grand, the name?
Collection.
Yes. And Marie, have a wonderful time at Sprint Center. Who do we know that's playing there for Marie?
Cher. Oh.
Of course she's going to see Cher. How could I have not have guessed that?
That's my first concert ever.
You know, I think it might have been mine.
1991 at Kemper Arena.
I think mine was 1971, but it's okay. It was the same performer, same outfits. Let's go to Michelle. Michelle in the Northeast.
Hey, yes, there's a new restaurant downtown. Well, actually, it's in the old stables. They're at 813 Walnut. You know, they're having their grand opening on June 19th. They've had a soft rollout for a couple of weeks. But you talk about cheese. They have a great eggplant mozzarella sandwich.
Oh,
that's
that
really
good.
Tasty.
Is the eggplant...
And there's three part...
Is the egg, I'm sorry, Michelle, is the eggplant fried or sautéed?
Yeah.
Or?
Mm-hmm, you get, yeah, it's fried.
Okay. I missed the name of the restaurant.
There's free parking. There's free parking next door, and there is live music on the weekend.
Hey, Michelle, we forgot to ask you. It's not called The Stables anymore. What's it called now?
Tiger Tail Saloon.
Tiger Tail Saloon. Okay. And you like it?
I love it. The food is excellent. The menu is very exquisite. I mean, it's classy, too. It's not just regular bar food.
Well, on this panel, that's just a given. We do not go to unclassy bars here. Well, maybe we have. Okay. 816-235-2888. 816-235-2888. Okay. So since we are on the subject of cheese, this is probably the time to tell you that... my favorite late night, and I'm talking 1, 2, 3 in the morning when I wake up and I'm starving. I don't want to drive too far, especially now that my car doesn't seem to have license plates. or at least legal ones. I like to go to Winstead's for their grilled cheese on rye.
Oh, yeah.
You know, at 3 in the morning with a nice cup of coffee, it's practically nirvana.
So when it's not 3 in the morning and you want a grilled cheese, where do you go?
I make it. You know.
What cheese do you use?
Well, I mean, if I want a traditional grilled cheese sandwich, I use, you know, that cheap, not good for you American. But I have used other cheeses, none of which I can remember right now. Oh, I actually like a good Swiss cheese grilled cheese sandwich.
Hmm.
And I do like, it's not so good for my waistline, but I happen to like a good cheese omelet.
Yeah.
At the Town Topic.
It's high protein.
It is high protein, yes.
You know, another place that would kill two birds with one stone, it has a great cheese selection and is close to the Sprint Center, is Tannen Wine Bar at 1526
They have
Walnut.
A classic grilled cheese.
Yeah,
yes.
That is a great idea.
And let's go to Mike. Mike in South Kansas City. You have a cheese dish to tell us about?
Yeah, no, I just wanted to... In your introduction, you were talking about the various ways cheese is prepared, and one thing you didn't mention is the way I like to do mine every once in a while. Anyways, put the cheese in the microwave, zap it, the fat comes out of it, and it's and you can throw it on bread or whatever you want to do.
Hey, thank you, Mike. But I got to tell you, I'm personally opposed to fat-free cheese of any kind. We are taking your phone calls, 816-235-2888. We're getting a full switchboard here. 816-235-2888. We are taking your emails at Central Standard at kcor.org.
Tweets.
Yes, I'm getting cheesy with anticipation here.
Tweets at KCURCST.
Thank you. What other cheese? Let's do a quick throw out for cheesecake.
Oh, yes.
My favorite cheesecake is at Accurso's at 51st and Main because Grandmother Mimi makes it every week. Does anyone else have a favorite cheesecake?
All cheesecake with no fruit on it.
No, I'm a no fruit guy, too. Mm-hmm.
Pretty much I'll eat even a bad cheesecake is not that bad.
Really?
Yeah.
It can't be too soft. It can't be moussey. It's got to be
but
dense.
But on the flip side of that equation, though, I don't like it to be so dense that you feel like you're cutting through cardboard.
Right.
Yeah.
There has to be a good consistency. Let's go to Tom. Tom and Liberty.
Hi. I don't have a question about cheese specific. Well, not about cheese at all. But that location, 59th and Holmes, that you discussed earlier where Chai Chai is now, there were some people there formerly that I'm guessing you probably all know, and I'm curious if you know what's become of them, and I'm speaking of Randall and Janice.
Oh, I loved Randall and Janice. I haven't seen them in years. I used to wait on them when I was a waiter, and that tells you how long ago that was. because they've had a couple restaurants, one that was in that spot. If somebody does know among our listeners where Randall and Janice are now, I'd like to know. Randall was working at a restaurant that I went to not all that long ago. And, yeah, I'd like to find out, too. Hey, thank you, Tom. We'll throw that question out. Let's go to Christopher. Christopher in Overland Park.
Hey, I wanted to know. I'm getting back to cheese.
All right, please.
Where do you get a good Havarti?
Havarti, all right. Better cheddar.
Better cheddar, yeah. Dean and DeLuca for sure.
Or Whole Foods.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. All good. I have found some pretty good Havarti at Costantino's Market downtown.
Oh, yeah, they have a great cheese selection there.
And the one in Brookside too.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you like your Havarti plain, or do you like it with dill or things in it?
I'd rather it just plain, but the Havarti that you find, like at Sam's Club, and which is not cheese, but it's always a different size and a different shape. I want just a block of Havarti with, you know, nice bubbly inside. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, creamy and smooth.
And I would just go to one of the cheese shops,
Costantino's.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks.
Thanks. And we should say that, you know, I learned a lot about cheese when I was a young reporter by going to the Better Cheddar, which was close to our mm-hmm. offices then, and it's a beautiful cheese shop. So.
Mm-hmm. I know they have two. They have one in Prairie Village.
That's the one I used to go to. Okay. Yes, yeah. And the one on the Plaza. Let's go to Carol. Carol, we're getting a lot of calls from Liberty today for some reason. Carol in Liberty.
Hi.
Hi.
I am calling to tell you about another good cheap place to buy feta cheese.
All right,
and,
I like feta.
As the only non-Greek in my whole family, we have feta on the table every single meal, and we eat it in everything and on everything. And so you don't want to spend an arm and a leg for it. And Costco has started selling feta from Greece, from right here where my husband was born and grew up. So it's the real thing. And they keep changing every now and then, but it's always got milk in it, and it's always from Greece, and the price is wonderful. And I really recommend using Costco.
They also have a French feta that's quite good, not as tangy if you don't like it that way.
Now,
they have great cheeses at Costco.
Yeah, they do.
There's some debate as is the cheese we are talking about. Is it pronounced feta or feta?
Well, I've always said feta.
Okay.
Like with a stronger A sound,
mm-hmm.
because that's the way my husband says it, and he grew up in Greece. But I guess it could be either way, depending on how strong an accent you have.
All right. Well, you know, that you say tomato, and I say tomato.
There's the normal pronunciation and the Giada pronunciation.
See.
I'm heading out for 2 months in Greece in just a little bit, and so I'm going to learn the language, and I'll call you back sometime and tell you the real way.
All right. Have a wonderful trip. And let's go to, is it Katrina? What is? Who is this caller?
Yes.
Katrina, how are you?
Katrina. Fine. I'm great. How are you, Charles?
Very good. Do you have a cheese question or a comment for us?
I have a cheese comment. Anthony's downtown.
Anthony's on Grand?
Yeah, they have a delicious, super dry provolone that they dice with and stir up with an olive, carrot, and celery mix. And it's an appetizer. And it sounds really simple and plain, but it is just delicious.
What do you eat it with? Bread?
You can. We just kind of eat it solo, but they do offer bread that sometimes my boyfriend will match it with. But it's just the most, it's really dry, but it's delicious.
Katrina, is this something that's really good with wine?
I believe so. He's not a drinker, but yeah, I think everything goes well with wine. But yeah.
Yay.
Yeah, so a girl after Christine's harp. Has anyone on the panel had that appetizer at Anthony's?
No.
Okay. And what is, I think the address, is the address there 909 Grand? I'm trying to remember.
It is Grand.
I believe so, yes. And it's, you know, just $9, and it sounds real basic and simple, but you'll be surprised. The mixture with the marinated olives and everything is it's perfect.
It's 701 Grand.
701 Grand, great. And
Thank
you for the call, Katrina. We love Anthony's here. And let's go to Lisa. Lisa in Kansas City.
Hi.
Hi, Lisa.
I just wanted to add the Frico. I'm not sure if that's how you pronounce it, from Lydia.
Oh, my.
That was on my list, too.
Mine, too.
Why don't you explain what a Frico is?
Me?
Yes.
Oh, it's just cheese that's fried with a filling. And I'm a vegetarian. They have it with lobster, I think, but I get it without. And it's really yummy. It's almost like a grilled cheese sandwich without the
bread.
Bread. Yeah. So the cheese is really crusty and crisp. It's delicious.
And it's a whole meal. That's what I like. Yeah. I mean, it can be a whole meal by itself.
Very interesting. The frico.
I also wanted to mention the lady who talked about the mixing bowl nashiri. They do have a veggie burger on their menu.
Have you had it?
I had not long ago.
How was it, Lisa?
Yeah. Well, it's not really solid, so it was kind of hard to eat. But I think it was house made, mm-hmm. and it had garbanzo bean flour probably and some different veggies. It was good. It was just kind of hard to eat because it didn't hold together so well.
You know, I'm one of those people that I prefer my veggie burgers to be a burger. You know, is that too much to ask? Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, thank you, Lisa, and thank you for bringing up the frico at Lydia's, because that's a very unusual cheese dish. We are talking about cheese here at Central Standard. We've gone all over the place from grilled cheese to cheesecake.
You know, one thing we haven't covered is mac and cheese.
Oh, yeah. Oh yes.
I love the poblano mac and cheese at Extra Virgin, and people love the one at Westside Local.
Mm-hmm. It's a very good grilled
and
cheese.
And we mentioned it in the first half of the show, but the mac and cheese at Q39, it's a cavatappi pasta, and it's really it's not super cheesy, but it's really creamy, and they have breadcrumbs on top.
I know.
Hey, we have five cheeses in that thing, too, which is good.
We have an email from a listener. This is an interesting question. I love cheese, but I have been put on a low-salt diet. Can anyone recommend a good low-salt cheese or a cheese place that sells low-salt cheeses?
I would bet the Better Cheddar
and
Dina DeLuca would sell low-salt cheeses.
My guess is also one of the big-box stores like Costco probably has a low-salt option.
I would say to stop eating salt on everything else.
And just have it on your cheese.
Yeah. I mean,
give it up elsewhere.
They're saying that low salt, that's now been proven a myth.
Really?
Latest thing I read, yeah.
Listen, okay, Dr. Pasika. Yeah,
exactly right. My degree is from
Dr.
Google.
And to that listener, Chris Pasika will be happy to tell all of her medical advice over a old-fashioned. And a block of low-salt cheese, yes. Cindy emailed us. I came in late, so this may have been discussed already, but you can get a small block of Havarti cream cheese at Walmart. I think you could probably get a pretty decent Havarti almost anywhere, I would think. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Kyle. Kyle. Yes, Kyle.
Hi, Charles. How are you doing today?
Very good. How are you, Kyle?
I'm good. Thanks for taking my call. I have a question regarding the nature of cheese.
Okay.
My wife is from London, and she has always had white cheddar. And so when she came to the States, she was appalled to find cheddar being yellow. And I'm wondering, why do we have yellow cheddar as opposed to white cheddar when milk is white?
Because it looks better on a green tablecloth? I don't know.
Food color. Food color. You know, Costco does sell a really good white cheddar.
If you want to, and there's an amazing white cheddar it's Irish, it's Kerrygold.
Yeah.
You can get it just about anywhere, and it's a great, wonderful white cheddar.
So no, we don't really have the answer except food coloring.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. We are talking about cheese. I white cheddar to me seems a lot more sharp than traditional cheddar cheeses. Am I correct?
I don't know. I mean, you look at like a Kraft single, which is bright yellow.
That isn't even cheese.
I know what I'm saying. You can put color in anything. The color doesn't really have anything. I think it's really just an eyeball thing.
A visual.
It's a visual.
All right. Let's see. Stacy emailed us. Minsky's has a baked cream cheese and pesto served with breadsticks.
Yum.
It's my ultimate comfort food. I've never had baked cream cheese and pesto, but I'd try it.
That could be very good.
Mm-hmm. Cream cheese makes everything better all the time. So.
Especially cheesecake, I have found, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we are talking about cheese, cream cheese and pesto baked.
I feel like I've had cream cheese in something recently, like a savory dinner dish, and I can't remember what, but I was not sad about it.
Victoria called to tell us Chaz on the plaza, which is at the Raphael Hotel, has a brie mac and cheese that is wonderful. That, you know, it's not like the old days of, speaking of colors, of that vivid orange macaroni and cheese. That there are all kinds of creative and interesting macaroni and cheese. We could actually do a whole show on macaroni
and cheese. Speaking of, there's that at the Beer Kitchen in Westport.
Oh,
you can build your own mac and cheese. So you can choose your ingredients, Brussels sprouts, bacon, do just about anything you want. It's so good.
And we can't forget about French onion soup.
You know what? Yes. And the traditional cheese topping, I guess, for lack of a better word, lid for that soup, I would imagine, is Gruyere.
Yes.
But have you noticed that a lot of restaurants are putting provolone?
Yeah, I can't get behind that.
I can't either. I just find it. I think we have time for one very, very quick phone call. John, what did you want to tell us?
Hi. There's a Mediterranean market and city market that handles a cheese that's just fantastic. It's called halloumi.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
And you can fry it and put it on a salad with greens or just eat it as an appetizer. Just fry it in butter or olive oil. It's just incredible.
You can also grill it. Can it'll hold together.
Oh, can I? Thank you, John. Can I make a macaroni and cheese out of it?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't dissolve.
Oh, okay. Well, that answers that. As always, I'd like to thank my fellow food critics, Emily Ferris, Christine Basica, and Mary Block. Of course, you can always find a list of all of the restaurants we mentioned today at kcur.org/Central Standard in just a few hours. You could subscribe to our podcast through that page or on iTunes. Central Standard returns on Monday with Gina Kaufman and a look at habit formation. I better listen to that. Our show is produced today by Matthew Long Middleton and Sylvia Maria Gross. Our announcer is Linda Scher. Up to date, just 1 minute away with a look at life in the Flint Hills. I'm Charles Ferruza. This is Central Standard. Enjoy your food, Kansas City.